This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We start, as I started yesterday with the brother, today we're going to start with the sisters. Sisters, are you up? You have the mic, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I have a concern. Here's the question. So let me just talk officially like that, huh? The time. In everything we've done so far, all the qualities we've gone through so far, from sincerity as of yesterday, young life, I've tried to think of something that has not spoken before. And then if he answers the question, he heard this box of chocolate which I gave you. Young life. Everything we spoke about, from sincerity as of yesterday. I love this one.
The class,
but which is God. So here, another beautiful, you know, that when the Prophet Muhammad asked the Sahaba, who is the Muslim? Man who was Muslim, who is the best prophet? The Sahaba said, the best prophet is one who lost his wealth in the business, he lost all his money. The Prophet said, no. That's not the best prophet. The best prophet is the one who will come into this business with wealth, mountains of food, mountains of stuff, mountains of fear, mountains of charity. But they have wronged so many people. They have wronged that person, this person, they have wronged their husband, their wife, whatever. They have committed wrong among them. So the people will come against this man and then for their heart, for their wife. And what is, for chocolate, what is the currency in the new judgment? If you know the answer, what is the, Amen, good deeds or, you need a chocolate. Good deeds or bad deeds. Good deeds or bad deeds, that is the currency, right? So there, people cannot pay money because there are people that who you're wrong. They will come and say, oh, well, you need my act. So they will be there. That person which you have wrong, that person which you have spoken of courage, that person which you mistreated, it could be a person working for you or working with you. And it is not because of the fact. They will ask for the fact. So you know what happens? They will take from your person. They will take from your person. And if you have no more happening at yet, I just give out this way. So what will happen to you is their debt is on you. You have to pay this off to you. You have to be like, I didn't do this. And yes, you did not. But if people are waiting for them to cope, and you have no more things left, and no more happening at yet, so they will stop with the other man. Their debt is on that person, and that person would be throwing his fire. So Prophet says, that is the truth of Christ. And I will share with you one story, Shalom Gaga, because it really affected me personally. And I will end with it. It's a true story that happened in a Muslim country. This man and woman is employed a girl, a maid, in some Muslim countries, or in some other countries, Muslim countries, maybe in these circumstances where people afford to have maids. So this employed a girl. Whatever money she makes, she gets her own currency. That really depends on where you come from back home. You can have a maid, and then the money that she makes doesn't take it. She gives it to her parents. So this couple, they were abusing the maid. She's a little girl. She was only 7 or 9 years old. She grew up with them. But they used to abuse her. Over abuse her. Over them. Not only working. Working as you to make only 60 with this or us. No. You know what type of eating? He just to push her up so much that the guy will be smoking a little bit, and then he could burn her. Whenever she makes any food, he burns her with cigarettes. Sometimes he brings electricity or she has a blood and he slaps her. Whenever she does something wrong, and she works, and she serves, and she cleans, and she cooks. And then she grew up being beaten and answered that day when she loved her son. She couldn't see no more. Because of when she lost her sight, they were can't use her no more, they kicked her out. And that couple, they had no baby. So Allah sent them with a son, a baby, which turned out to be blind. 3 years later, they have another daughter, the second daughter, blind. 2 or 3 years later, Allah sent them with another daughter. And she was blind. And since she grew up about 1 or 2 years old, and then she lost her son, she became blind. 3 girls, blind. The wife says to her husband, we must have done something wrong. What would this little allow? They remember me? Will they remember? Do they remember? The name. He looked for her everywhere. I'm not going to mention the name of the guy. He looked for her everywhere until they found her. He came to Christ, he forgave us, he forgave us. He says, who are you and what? He says, I am so busy to this. God keeps me out of my home, I forgive you. He told him the story. He says, I know you're wrong. I am to the people of whom, but for money, I forgive you for the sake of Allah. The Prophet says, a little man is your master. Whom will be in darkness under the judgment? Because we're not to wrong you. Because we're not to wrong you. Love, love. big example of what the people who work with you, people who try to help you, not wrong, even with your mother, not wrong. In that dinner that you said, sisters, not wrong one another. Because both of them are I love me. I think it is not the Lord. I love. I over here.